They take me to place where we look after people who are come here from the earth, whose mind is in terrible condition, for they have not been able to rid themselves of the old thoughts, the old ideas. So they are housed in large place like hospital or infirmary, and there they are looked after. But it is education of the mind. It is the transforming of the individual from the old material unhappy self into a new being, full of light, full of joy, full of happiness. And this, I say, is my work. So my real work is now in these large places to which sometimes certain people are brought whose minds are in this state of unhappiness and turmoil. And I help, and like many other souls here, to reinstate or to rehabilitate them into this new way of thinking, that they have rid themselves of all the old ideas and horrible things which still cling to them. You know, it is very difficult to make people change immediately. It is sometimes impossible, because the moment a person is free of the body does not mean that they are immediately free of the old ideas and the thoughts which has constituted all their lives themselves. A man is the same man after death as he was before, in his outlook, in his ideas, in his ideology, or in his politics even. In every mental way, he is the same person, because though the body is dead and has no more being for him, his self, his reality, his soul, his whole conception of life is what he has become through his experiences in a mental way. So the mentality of the individual is what lives in an astral, or I should call it, or spiritual or psychic form or shape, similar in outward appearance to the old body once, which was important when on earth. It is the counterpart in which we inhabit of the earth, the body. But it is much more sensitive, and once we begin to think on the lines of spiritual things, then the lightness comes, the heaviness goes, thoughts change, and we change in consequence. In this hospital, I call it that, though it is more than that, and you would not even perhaps realize it was hospital, but even so, it is a form of hospital. But it is an hospital for curing of the sickness of the mind or the thoughts which must be changed, to help people to forget many things which it is better they should not remember, which hold them back, which still make them materially minded, and in consequence retard their progress. So we have to work very much perhaps like some new psychologists, or perhaps those whose task it is on earth to try to trace back the causes which create the present effect. We have to know individuals, we have to understand them, we have to talk with them, we have to learn exactly what it is that is holding them back in their progress. And there are many different reasons and different things why a person does not enter immediately or even after some time into the fuller life here. They must first learn to undo, they must first learn to rid themselves of all these preconceived ideas or phobias and even religious things which perhaps very strong in them. Indeed, sometimes the religious type of individual is more difficult to deal with because, as you know, that often they think they are right and they are so sure, they are so adamant that they cannot be wrong, only they are right. They are often the most difficult people to deal with. But, of course, I'm talking here about special cases for which we work and serve and help. But the average person, who has an average outlook, who has no strong prejudices, and whose life is fairly blameless, whose life is reasonable, they have not been unduly cruel or have not committed any great crime which could affect their progress. They, normal people, ordinary people, don't usually find much difficulty in soon adjusting themselves to the new vibration and condition of life here. But there are many people, of course, who come here so suddenly that it is a great shock. And in consequence, they do need often special treatment. Sometimes suicide cases, or cases of murder, or some who have died like many of us did in the camps, where throughout the whole of the time we were there, there was nothing but sadness and depression and horror, and all the horrible things that man can do one to another. All this was so strong, the whole atmosphere in the place itself made it very difficult for some to quickly adjust themselves. It is very difficult to explain all this, but if people would realize that thoughts in themselves are powerful, and that as a man thinks, so he is, no more, no less, and he creates for himself his own heaven and hell by his thoughts. Very important to remember that we have to deal with every case individually, and remember that every person is a soul searching for illumination. Perhaps not always realizing they are searching for it, but everyone is waiting for something, often they know not what, but it is really the revelation of life. It is the knowledge that they have a path to tread. Sometimes it is not easy, that path, even on this side. No one would like you to be under the impression that everything here is wonderful, everything here is as you would wish it to be. It cannot necessarily be like that, because it would not be good. Because here we are here in a world of reality. It is true, let us remember, that when I talk about a world of reality, I am talking about a world which is real and vital and alive, in which people dwell on all different stages of being, according to themselves, according to what they are, what they have become. And in a sense, there is also, we must remember, in the initial early stages of coming here, a condition or stage, if you like, of illusion. It cannot be otherwise. For a time there is this sort of strange in-betweenness, in between your world and this world, in a sort of condition of illusion of thought, which has to be gradually changed, and they have to be taught and shown how to adjust themselves. It is like children that have to be shown how to become adults. They have to be tended, they have to be guided, they have to be educated, they have to be shown the path. A child has many illusions, and as he gets more older and more wiser, that is, as the world sees him, he changes. Some of his childish illusions may not be bad, and they will remain with him because they are good. But many illusions are foolish things. And I hold one back from evolution.
Dr. Frank, what is the hospital like? What is it like inside? Can you describe it?
Oh, it is like a vast house, this one, like a very vast house in the country, with many rooms, beautifully decorated in many different colors, different rooms in different shades. There are, in some cases, of course, people who are in beds, like in a ward, but these are very big new arrivals who need to be tended, and they perhaps have not even yet awakened to their new life. They are still in a kind of slumber. They are still, as it were, not fully conscious. Then, of course, there are many rooms where there are lectures, there are many people who teach, there are many rooms where people may sit in comfortable chairs as if they were in a lounge, and they can read, and they do need to. There are books for them, and even replicas of magazines that you have on Earth, too. This may sound so strange that people will laugh in the world, but there are on these mental plans mental reproductions created by thought force, which in themselves become apparent and become, to the extent of the individual who is receptive, a reality. When people can realize that nothing is impossible where thought is, then thought can recreate or can create all manner of things. After all, in your world, before you create something, it is in the mind. It has to be put into operation. It has to be created from substance. It has to be made by various people contributing towards the common good, or to whatever the article is in this case, for people's benefit or pleasure. Here, these things can be created by thought force. This is a world where thought is predominant and more powerful, and in consequence, by the very thoughts of the individuals, and where, we must remember, where there is cohesion, or where there is, how you say, where there is complete harmony, as there are on the more advanced spheres, then everything that is brought into being is created in a harmonious way, and therefore nothing jars and nothing is out of keeping. Everything is in tune, everything is right. There is nothing there that will irritate or cause concern. Everything is conducive to joy and happiness and has its being in reality, because the thought force, being so powerful, can create out of thought the reality of the object or whatever it may be. I wish I could explain this, but it is difficult.
You say the rooms at the hospital are in different colors. Therefore, I take it that the patients are put into the room in a color that is conducive to them, that they will be in harmony with. Is that right?
Well, color plays for us a very important part. Color can be used to help to quieten perhaps a patient who mentally is very disturbed. Of course, also we use music back here, and we have wonderful music here. And all the various wards or rooms, there is harmonious, pleasing music, which is conducive to quietening and helping the individual, and helping them to adjust their thoughts. Color and music, we have all manner of color, many color, which you do not have in your world, that strange color, some perhaps even which, if I could describe, you would not understand. And of course, we don't necessarily just have a color. There may be perhaps dozens of colors all blending one into the other, even in one room, which may sound to you rather strange. But if you can visualize the rainbow, you have some idea of the beauty of a room, but it is so harmonious, nothing clashes. I don't know how one can hold. We have much beautiful material. People have the most beautiful wearing apparel, robes, I suppose would be the best way to describe them. Of course, they're again in certain spheres, on the initial early spheres of calming, often their people wear clothes very similar to what they would have worn on Earth. But this is due to their thoughts. They would not be happy if they were to suddenly be put into some beautiful robe. They would feel out of place. They would think, oh dear, this is not right for me. I don't look so stupid. So they wear costume or clothes that is common or natural to them. It helps them to feel normal. You see, what we have to do, we have to be artful. I told you, sometimes we have to try to make them think in what is to them a normal way before we can change their outlook and thought to accepting things which are much more advanced. We have to look upon them as children. We have to undo all the bad things that often the teachers on your side have taught them. That is one of our biggest difficulties, undoing what others have done on your side, which have created all manner of complication and difficulty for them. The worst people, of course, are those who have strongly cited ideas. It's very difficult sometimes with them.